Later on this summer, South Tipperary Autism Parent Support Group are holding a sensory-friendly Debs Ball at the Talbot Hotel in Clonmel. The Debs will take place on Friday the 14th of August. The organisers say they want to create an event to give young people aged between 16 and 21 with additional needs the opportunity to enjoy the Debs experience. Joining me to chat about this very unique Debs is chairperson of South Tipperary Autism Parent Support Group, Catherine Kennedy. You're very welcome to the Sunday Grill, Catherine.
Hi, Aoife, how are you?
Not too bad. No, not at all, not at all. I think it's a fantastic idea. Where exactly did this whole idea of a sensory Debs come from?
My own son, Cormac, he is coming on 17. He has one more year left in school, Cormac, and they don't hold a Debs ball. So my other son would have had a ball and all these things. And I wanted that same experience for him. I wanted to go and buy the suit for him. And then I got thinking on a bigger scale and I said, why shouldn't they all have this experience? We've all had it. I've had a Debs ball. You've had a Debs ball. So why shouldn't young people with additional needs be able to have the same experience and memories as everyone else?
And I can only imagine that there has been huge interest in it so far. Have people been getting in touch? And you know what I love as well, that it's 16 to 21. So maybe there's someone that's 18 or 19 that missed out on that experience that'll be able to enjoy it too.
Absolutely. We've had great response from it. Our Facebook, loads of people getting in contact, contacting our office. It's just been phenomenal, the response that people are coming to us and they're like, this is a great idea. And it's overwhelming, the response. And I kept it at the 16 to 21 because the ball age for Debs ball is in and around that age. And we extended it a little bit to give people who wouldn't have had the chance at 17, 18, 19. That's why we extended to the age 21.
And in terms of a sensory ball, could you explain what that will entail and how that might be a little bit different from a regular Debs ball? And what exactly does sensory mean?
So what I am hoping to do is tailor it that nobody is going to be really overwhelmed with the loud noises and everything. So we have the Dublin City Ramblers playing. They'll have reduced music, like the noise level will be down a lot lower. There'll be no flashing light. The lighting in the room will be calm. There's not going to be big bright lights that are going to affect students, young people that don't like the bright light and the loud noises and all that. There's going to be a sensory space, which is a mobile sensory hub that we have coming from Limerick. That's going to be outside, that if they do need a break from the room, they can go out there and they can regulate themselves out there, and I'll have people on hand to help them and the whole lot. We'll have bean bags around the room that if they just want to throw themselves down and relax. Anything we can do to make it as gentle and as calm as possible.
Yeah. And do you know, it just crossed my mind there. I mean, it's hard enough to meet someone your own age as is. You know, everything is so much online nowadays. But I can imagine as well, it'll be a great opportunity for these young people to socialise and to meet other people that will have maybe some shared experiences with them and maybe make new friends or even find someone that they like.
Exactly. This is just to give them the whole experience. This might be a stepping stone for like that, a friendship, a relationship, or anything like that. It can open up a whole array of opportunities for young people.
And you mentioned there, like, having a sort of a space where they can kind of chill out and take a little bit of a break if maybe they want to just move away from, say, the music or the main sort of venue. Is that something that's quite common for people who are autistic, that they need to kind of maybe, you know, just take a little break and kind of have some relaxing time?
Yeah, absolutely. It happens to all of us, neurodivergent or not, where you need that time out. But we decided that if we have a space outside that they can be taken away from the environment completely, it will be able to help them relax and then go back and enjoy the event. But it can happen regularly, like I see it with my own son. If things get too busy, too loud, we'll find him under a table. He'll be out in a corner somewhere and he'll just need that time away for him to kind of decompress and regulate himself. And we find that an awful lot with different events that we'd hold in South Tip Autism.
And you mentioned the Talbot Hotel and you gave them a little bit of a shout out when we were just chatting before the interview. How important is it to have a venue and a place like the Talbot that is understanding of the needs of the students that will be going to this Debs and makes an effort to try and understand if they don't necessarily know off the cuff? How important is it to have the hotel on board with this?
Well, it wouldn't be possible if the hotel weren't on board with us. Like, Emma and Laura in the Talbot in Clonmel have just been phenomenal. We use the Talbot for an awful lot of our events throughout the year, and we have never, ever had an issue. They have been so good to help us with the attendees, any of our kids that, I say kids now, though they're some from are older and younger.
And they'll always be, no matter what age you are, to your mammy, you're always your child, aren't you?
That's it. Do you know, and you're still kind of inclined to say kids, even though they're young adults, like. But no, the Talbot have been absolutely amazing. They will literally accommodate as best that they can to whatever we need. And that just means everything to us. That's why we chose the Talbot.
And just a little bit about the group, South Tipperary Autism Parent Support Group. Tell us a little bit about what you do, I guess, throughout the year and how important it is to have the support of other parents if you do have a young adult or a child with additional needs.
The support group was running over 20 years, as far as I remember. I'm 10 plus years in the group. So what we do, we hold monthly meetings every month in our office. They alternate between morning and evening meetings to try and accommodate everyone as best we can. We, at these meetings, we go through what events we have coming up. So we hold August activities. We hold some activities in July. We do Halloween, Christmas party. Sometimes we'll do Easter activities and things like that. Everything we do as a group, you know. So yeah, our children become familiar with other children and they make connections and they make friends. Our support group is parents supporting parents. We don't lobby. We will support anyone in whatever way we can, but we find we get the most support from sitting down, having a cup of tea, a chat, having a cry with each other, laughing at everything and anything.
Yeah.
Do you know, that's how we offer our support. And we hold talks and workshops also throughout the year, and we actually have one coming up on the 13th of June, a law, of course. It's all on our socials.
I've actually always wanted to learn Love. So Love is the Irish sign language. Obviously, they have different types of sign language in different countries, but Love is what we use here. So will you be, do you know any Love yourself? Is that something that you will be learning?
I know the bare little bit from picking up bits when I've gone to the courses and setting them up and that, but the bare little bit now, I don't think I'd have the head for it to pick it up as easy. Now Cormac has it, my young fella.
Brilliant.
He has a couple of signs now. He's done the course with the tutor, Claire Roach. It's very good.
Brilliant. So just to remind people, the South Tipperary Autism Parent Support Group will hold the Sensory Friendly Debs at the Talbot Hotel. When will that be?
14th of August.
And if people want to come along, do they get in touch with yourselves or do you buy tickets or how will it all work?
If they contact our office, so Maria's in our office and you can contact her on info@southtipautism.ie or you can call our WhatsApp on 089 268 4361. And we also have our Facebook page, which is South Tipperary Autism Support Group New. And then we have our Instagram, which is @SouthTipAutism. It'll all be up on our socials as well.
Brilliant. Well, well done, Catherine. Absolutely brilliant idea. I really hope it goes well. I can't wait to hear how it goes and see some pictures. You'll make sure and send them on.
Absolutely. I will do.
Yeah, I think it's a wonderful idea and I'm sure there'll be so much interest in it. Thank you so much for chatting to us this morning.
No problem, Aoife. Thank you so much. Take care.